Let's pray and we'll get started. Father, what a blessing. What a privilege, what a praise to have brothers and sisters in front of us who are just interested in growing and knowing you and knowing more about Grace Church. And we just pray that in all we do, we would always be focused on you, delighting in you, faithful to you, and faithful with your gospel. So, Lord, bless us. We thank you for the food that we're going to have in a few, and just pray for your blessing on our meal as we eat together. We also thank you for just the privilege of getting together to talk about what you have done and what you are doing in Grace Church. So, bless us and help us, and we give you the praise and rely upon you. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, welcome to Grace Church 101, Class 1. I think this is the biggest Grace Church 101 class we probably ever had. I don't know if I've had this many people in a class before. But welcome. I want to go over. I have three lessons queued up. We'll go over them one at a time. And the first one is our history, our mission, and our vision. So I'll go forward with that. But at any time, if you have a question, raise your hand, I will shut up, and we'll field your question. So that's not really a question and answer time at the end, it's just all through. So whenever you have a question or something, just let me know and we'll deal with it. But first, our history, mission, and vision. What you're looking at right here is a picture of the first gathering of Grace Church. A motley crew in ribeyes in Cape Carteret. And the way that we got here, I'll give you a brief history. Just like childbirth, Grace Church was born through pain. There was labor pains. I went to seminary late in life, started it when I was age 44, graduated when I was age 49. We moved out here in 2010 to take a little church in the area. And that for a lot of reasons, if you want to talk about that privately, we will. It didn't work out. There were a lot of reasons for that. You've heard that story a thousand times. But once I did resign from there rather than, you know, cause any conflict or division. And the division was over doctrine and what the church should be. But anyway, these were the people that had come to the church since we had been there. It had been almost a year at the church, and I didn't bring them with me. I simply resigned. These people came to me and said, "Where are you going?" I said, "I don't know." They said, "Well, wherever you go, we're going. You're our pastor." So we began to pray together. We met in our living room. We just seeking the Lord. What is this? What do you want us to do? And had a heart for church planting since about halfway through seminary, wanting to, if it was God's will, to be part of planting a church in an area that needed a good church. So it seemed like He was leading us that direction. We poured into it. We met, prayed, talked. And then somebody, I don't even know who it was, somebody came up with the idea of ribeyes. So I approached and talked to the owner of ribeyes, and he agreed to let us meet there for free if we would eat there. There was a catch. So every Sunday after the service, we had to eat at ribeyes in order to stay there. And that worked great for a while. But then we got tired of it. And then we began to calculate how much money we were spending. It was so, well, we might be able to come close to renting a room or something for that. So searched around. This was the first Sunday in ribeyes. This was the first sermon of Grace Church on the dance floor in front of a beer sign. So if you've been up, if you're uptight, you didn't stick around. We have never been uptight. But that was in ribeyes in the back. And that table you see in front of me is the only table that had people at it. And there were about seven people sitting there. The part of the core group. We met at ribeyes, like I say, for a couple of months, three, I think, almost. And we were really at that time just fellowshipping, worshiping, and seeking God. Is this really something you want us to do? And becoming more and more convinced, at least as best we could, that it was, we searched outside of ribeyes and we found, by the way, that's a terrible logo. That was the first church logo. It wasn't that blurry, but it's just a picture. But anyway. Church planters have to do everything, and that was my pitiful attempt. So, anyway, we searched around for a place to meet and heard through the grapevine that the Best Western had a meeting room
a church had been meeting in, but they had left. So we went and approached the Best Western and asked them about potentially meeting there. And they charged us $50 a week. There's an updated logo, getting a little better. While we're in the buildings, when we come up, I mean, in the motel, we came up with that. And I'm getting ahead of myself. But the Best Western allowed us to meet in their meeting room and to have that meeting room all day on Sunday for $50 a week. Which is God working. And so we began to meet in the meeting room the week of Thanksgiving 2011. And it was about the second, it was the second or the third week we were there when we were setting up for service. And about 12 people came through that door that I didn't recognize. And that, it almost sat me down. And at that point I said, well, maybe you are up to something here. Because I didn't know. I didn't know if that was what we were supposed to do. So from that point, from 9 to 7 to growing from there, we met in the Best Western and God used it. They remained at $50. We were, by the time we left there, we were flowing all out into the breakfast room and we were quite a nuisance, I'm sure. They were probably glad to see us go. But that enabled us to save some money so that through the logo. Then the next place we moved was right over here, the building across the parking lot with Brandon. And he helped us. He reduced the rent. He helped us get in. And we were probably 30 people, 30, 35 with kids. And that adds quite a lot around here because our people have a lot of kids. When we moved in there, and we stayed there until the fall of last year when this came open and we were able to make an arrangement with Pete here. And this was, if you haven't seen the pictures, this was just wide open, nasty little flea market situation. So we had to do quite a bit of work over here, but we're glad to be here. But that's just a brief snapshot of our history. Grace Church was birthed through pain and struggle, birthed by God using people that had no idea what they're doing other than to teach and preach the word and see what God does. He can draw a straight line with a crooked stick. You've heard that before. But we did not have it all figured out and we still don't. So, but we're, Lord willing, progressing and keeping the main thing the main thing. But our mission, what is the mission of Grace Church? Anybody have any questions about the birth of church or any of that history before I go forward? Yes, Anna.
Are they all still with you?
That core group? The core group, as you know about the Marine Corps has a nasty habit of sending our people to other places. So the last member of the core group went to Okinawa, Japan in 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. We're over here. So in a couple in God's providence went their own way, but it was mostly Marine Corps at that point or retired out. So, but no, we have none of the, Cindy and I are the only members of the core group that are left. But God has brought in a number of others. Any other question?
We do still have a number of folks that have been with us since the motel days.
We do. If you know Cliff and Petta.
And Andrew.
Andrew back there. Seaballs were here in the motel. I'm pointing over here. I don't know why. They sat here this morning is why. They actually sat on the front row. Bold. But yeah, we do have a number that were in, that have seen us since the motel. And then a number have came along since we were in that building. And how many have come since we've been here? Quite a few. Yeah, we've had a few come since we're here. So it's just God's way of growing the church. I've always tell people that the growth of Grace Church has kind of been like this because of the Marine Corps and PCS season. People come, they're here for 2-3 years, and then God sends them somewhere else, and then He brings in new people. And that was very hard at first to have to send people away. But now we kind of see it as sending missionaries on the government's dime. So The Marine Corps is funding our missionary efforts to a great extent, because people are all over the world now that have come through Grace Church. Anything else? Okay, our mission, very simple. The mission of Grace Church is to make disciples of Jesus Christ in obedience to the Great Commission in Matthew 28:18-20. Jesus, King now, as I said earlier, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore, and that's proper translation. It's not as you go. It's not just if it happens as it happens. No, it's a command. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you, and behold, I am with you always to the end of the age. Jesus is with His church always to the end of the age to make sure that that commission is achieved. His people are brought to Him from every tribe, tongue, and nation. But that is our mission. Locally, you know, we want to be faithful with the gospel here through preaching and teaching through the church. We want to train and help you be faithful with the gospel, because each one of you go into spheres that we'll never go into. The people you meet on a daily basis, we'll probably never meet. In your neighborhoods, in your workplaces, at your doctor's office, at your dentist's office. You know, so we want to equip you and train you so that you can be light and salt to those in your sphere. And then we want to do a growingly better job as corporately being outside these walls with the gospel. In our city, in our county, in our state, in our nation, around the world as God enables us. But it's to be messengers of the gospel, to make disciples who love and obey the Lord Jesus Christ, knowing that He is with us to the end of the age. So that's the overarching mission under which everything else must fit. That is the church's great commission. And so everything must be part of that. Any comments about mission? You may be able to help us do mission better. You may be equipped in evangelism and things like that, or have ideas we haven't thought of. I tell you, we don't have it all figured out yet. You will be an integral part of that. And so hope for you to believe that and know that you're valuable here. And you have a part in what's going on. Okay? What is our vision since day one? Now, particular emphasis on these things, but to see a community, what do we mean? A church who does life together, the church of the Lord Jesus Christ locally. To have a church or a community with a robust theology that fuels joyful worship and a bold witness for Jesus. So just to break that down a little bit, you don't gain true unity by watering everything down to the least common denominator. Unity is only found in the truth and in the biblical truth. So what we strive to do is preach and teach the whole counsel of God. So that's why it may have astounded you if you read the website, and you may not have seen that, but our What We Teach page is pretty short, but at the end of that there's a link for an expanded doctrinal statement, and it's three cups of coffee or four to, if you wanted to sit down and read the whole thing. But just trying to be clear in our communication to you, what do we believe the Bible teaches? What can you expect to hear on a Sunday morning or at Grace Group or wherever? What are we going to be teaching? Because it is those who know God, those who are intimate with God, those who His truth is in their heart that will really be delighting in Him, loving in Him, bold witnesses for Him. So we want to dig deep. And we want to see a community that embraces a robust theology. And we'll talk more about that later. But it's knowing God and knowing who He is and what He's promised, knowing who we are, therefore, that's going to fuel joyful worship and a bold witness for Jesus. Sanctify them by your truth, Jesus prayed. Your word is truth. This is what the Holy Spirit uses to bring you to faith. And this is what He uses to grow you up in faith and in grace, is His Word. The Spirit doesn't work apart from the Word of God, and the Word of God is complete in the 66 books of the Bible. And again, we're going to talk about theology later and have an opportunity to talk more about the theology that we have as a church. Also, a community that reproduces itself in other church plants. You might have a question. Okay, what if we outgrow this building? Well, Lord willing, if we outgrow this building, we'll plant another work somewhere else. Because the passion and the goal has always been to see, not build bigger and bigger and bigger in one place, but to have a stable hub with a that's financially self-supporting leadership in place. And praise God for Mike coming on as elder, Andrew as deacon, Joel as deacon in training. God is accomplishing that. Then once we get outside of that and we're stable and able to plant out instead of just get bigger and bigger and bigger in one place. So we don't have any desire or vision or goal of building big, massive buildings and all of that stuff. If we outgrow this situation like this, I mean, there's some rooms we could use in education that we don't have here. But if we outgrow a size like this, ideally we'd want to send a team out to plant another work, say in Jacksonville or wherever a number of people are coming from at that point. So it's not only making disciples that reproduce themselves, but being a church that reproduces itself in other church plants. So there could, and Lord willing, we don't know what God's going to do. We're not presuming He's ever going to grow us beyond this, but He might. And if He does, we want to have plans for that. Any questions or comments on that? Just information, but stuff you need to know. And then thirdly here, a community that growingly lives up to our theme verse. And you may not know this, but this was our theme verse from the start. To live is Christ and to die is gain, from Philippians 1:21. Life is Jesus. Life's about Christ. And early on, I could say from the front, to live is Christ, and you'd hear everybody else say, to die is gain, because that was our theme verse. And Cindy's smiling. We haven't done that in a while. But that gives you a snapshot of our mission. I've always been, if you want to say, in awe of this section of Scripture in Acts chapter 2, to see Grace Church look more and more and more like this. But it says in Acts chapter 2, 42 to 47, and they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and the fellowship and the breaking of bread and the prayers, and awe came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were being done through the apostles. And all who believed were together and had all things in common, and they were selling their possessions and belongings and distributing the proceeds to any as any had need. And day by day, or daily, attending the temple together and breaking bread in their homes, they received their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to their number, day by day, those who were being saved. That's what we want to look like as a church. A church that does life together in community, that is used by the Lord to reach others for Christ, that takes good care of one another, and that focuses where God would have us to focus. The apostle, what is the apostles' teaching? It's the Bible. Right? Praying together, eating together, fellowshipping together, worshiping together, being used by God. To see others come to Christ. But that's just kind of the vision. So we'll deal with the gospel next, but I'm going to let you eat before we do that because pizza has shown up. But any questions or comments before we go forward? Okay, that's it for class 1. We will come back and do class 2.